This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You already know the vibes, man. It's the weekend. That means a lot of football. And that means Prize Picks. Now, the Raiders play on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have my Raider. Well, I have it ready. But we're not going to go to that right now.
Okay.
We've got Monday to go to that. I'm going back to that Niners-Saints game.
Okay.
And I've got that Niners-Saints lineup. Blake Groupe. I think that's how you say his name. The Saints kicker. They got him at 1.5 field goals made. Yeah, they're not getting in the end zone too much. They may get in field goal range, but they're not getting in the end zone too much. He also missed a kick last week, too, so hopefully he does the same thing. But I went more.
Okay.
Just make two. Miss the third one. Just make
okay.
two.
You said are field goals and extra points the same thing?
Is it no, just... field goals.
Okay,
field goals.
Okay, yep. Okay. I got you. I got you. They're not getting in the end zone. He's going to be kicking field goals.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Christian McCaffrey, this is a demon. They got him at 1.5 rushing plus receiving touchdowns. I went more. They're going to be looking for him to cash in if they get close to that goal line, whether it's on the ground or in the air. I went more on Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Spencer Rattler. They got him at 0.5 pass touchdowns. This was a goblin. And I went more. Oh, man, go ahead.
Okay.
He didn't get one. That's cool. That's cool. That might be the only one he gets. And that two field goals, and they had 13 points. Niners got 24, so it's good. I'm with that. And then they had a max opportunity this Sunday in Kansas City. Travis Kelce, they got him at half receiving yards, so you need to hop on that. That's that Niners-Saints lineup for you. Download the Prize Picks app. Put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. All you got to do is put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. TCG, I think this is two in a row. He now has three on the season. He is two behind securing the Bagley and Zabo, and he is tied with Restall.
Okay.
Quick update to Kyle Shannon. Speaking right now, said that Juwan Jennings and Trent Williams are questionable for Sunday.
And Brock Purdy is officially out.
Yep.
Brock Purdy is out. Mac Jones will make his first start as a San Francisco 49er. So we'll talk about that a lot more as the day progresses. Yeah. The WNBA, Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us for Friday Vibes coming up in about 10 minutes or so. The WNBA regular season concluded last night. The Aces lost on August 2nd to the Lynx by 53 points. They have not lost since. 16 straight wins to close out the regular season for a team that looked like they might miss the playoffs, wound up getting a 2 seed, hit a WNBA record, 22 threes last night. Mm. And Asia Wilson finished last night's game with 23-19, and over this 16-game winning streak is averaging 25-12. And has to be on the verge of winning her fourth MVP.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else who's getting it. Like you said, Nafisha.
Missed time.
If she didn't miss time, I don't know if she would get it over Asia and what they've accomplished in the last 2 months.
Best player, best team. Like, you could make that argument there. But what Asia has done and what this Aces team has done is absolutely incredible. They look dead. For months, it was, what's wrong with the Lynx? What's wrong with the Lynx? Then they get blown out by 53 points by the best team in basketball and just decided, we're not going to lose again. They haven't lost for over a month.
If I have my math correct here, should be simple, but we'll see. They were 14-14 after that game. Mm. They are 30-14.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing finish by the Aces.
I mean, basketball, baseball, they're a little different. I haven't seen something like this in too many times in sports in general.
Yeah.
I mean, close. I know a couple of years ago the Cardinals finished the season, I think, winning 17 games in a row to get into the playoffs. And that was something that I remember. Other than that, I don't remember stuff like this happening. 16 straight wins to get into the playoffs. And I think at that time, at 14-14, they were probably on the cusp of not making it, on the cusp of one of the final spots or something like that.
Yeah.
And now they're a 2 seed taking on Seattle on Sunday.
And is there a more dangerous team in the league than them?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely
they
not.
They can win it all, I think, for a lot of
– which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
No one would have said that 2 months ago.
No, not even me.
And I'm Aces right, for life. And you're Aces for life.
But those are my girls. Those are my girls. But a couple months ago, it looked like Minnesota's title to lose. They looked like the best team,
clearly.
Now, I think there's some intrigue to this playoffs. Obviously, the Aces being involved gives intrigue, but can the Liberty find their – where they were at before the injury to Breonna Stewart.
And let's not be too dismissive of Atlanta.
Yeah, that's
a 30-14 team.
All year long they've been good.
That ended their season on a 6-game winning streak. And I don't know where that team came from. I don't know, Ball. I didn't pay enough attention to them during the offseason. I just started watching them during the season, and it's like, oh, they're winning games. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're winning. Wow, okay, they're still winning games. And then the Aces, by virtue of a tiebreaker, caught them, were able to get the 2 seed. But those are 2 30-14 teams that are, in fact, the hottest in the league.
If you were the WNBA, you
would I have a game on at 10 a.m. on a Sunday? No, thank you for asking.
The killer is, so the way I look at it now, I look at the schedule, they're trying to do the whole day of games, everybody plays, everybody's on TV, all this other stuff.
On a Sunday.
I get that. Would you have, sounds unfair too, but would you have just moved this to Monday and done 10 a.m., 12, 2, and 7 and all that other
stuff? Yeah, I would have done Saturday night and dealt with, so I guess this is the fall off. I guess it's the problem, I should say. 3 of those games are on ESPN. The other one's on ABC. Mm. I would have preferred it be Saturday night, but you can't because of college football. Then hold it off till Monday. You can't because there's a there's two football games on ESPN.
Ah, two of them. That's
so it gets moved to ESPN2. So you're at a deficit there anyways when you're talking about viewership. Bowling airs on in the middle of the day because they know no one cares. So I guess their hope is if nothing else, you probably can't grab the casual sports fan, but you'll grab the diehards and they'll tap into a day's worth of action. And hopefully this gets them on track as they got Thursday and Friday games, which will be big for them coming up later in the week.
Yeah. I mean, I even think about like if I was a Lynx fan or a Valkyries fan, like even going to that game, like yeah. if I'm there, I'm even yeah. I'm like, man, the Niners playing. What you talking?
It's frustrating.
What you talking about? I don't even know if I want to go to that game.
The Aces and like I won't see a single second of any of this. Mm. What's the Sunday night game? Do you know
Falcons,
off the top of your head?
Vikings. You might see.
I might see a little bit of that one. I might see, which
you
is
see
good.
The second half
because that's be over the by eight. That's the Aces and Storm. Mm-hmm. So I can tap into that one.
You see the second half of that game.
Yeah, football game. Right, that's the 7 o'clock start. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a conundrum, man. I'm not sure what you do if you're the WNBA because this is tough. This is tough to go up against football in your biggest time of the year.
Yeah, and it's you're just kind of stuck with it.
Would that be college basketball ends in April? They start the WNBA season in May. You can't. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, and the season has gone longer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 44 games now as opposed to, I think it was 40 in the past. Mm-hmm. It's 44 now. So, like, everything. And then, you know, we'll get to 2028 in L.A. Mm-hmm. And now you're probably ending in October because of the break.
The answer is, for some people, is to put it on the same schedule as basketball.
Yeah.
Which is risky in itself, but still, like,
you're navigating schedules for, a lot of these teams share arenas. Mm-hmm. So you're navigating schedules in that form, and that's not counting circuses, rodeos, Grammys, concerts, all of that stuff.
That might be the move, though. Because once you get to the playoffs, maybe you know, basketball's going on. You can alternate people's attention between the NBA, WNBA, all this other stuff.
Do you stagger it? Like there's we got to go to break. We could talk about this with Eddie, but we'll talk about it when we get back. It's Thilo and Casey here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our man Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us here in just a little bit. He hit us a few minutes ago, said he's on his way back to the apartment. He might be a couple of minutes late, so he'll join us. We were talking a little bit about the WNBA season wrapping up and how the playoffs are about to begin. They're going to begin on Sunday. A full slate of WNBA playoff games on Sunday. And that, of course, you know, speaks to the difficulty of the W's biggest time of the year coinciding with the beginning of the NFL season.
Originally, you definitely would know more than I would, but wasn't the reason, one of the reasons, well, not, maybe not the main reason, one of the reasons they played in the summer was so the women can go back overseas to make their money.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if this CBA happens the right way, eventually they don't lock out or strike or whatever, maybe they'll be making more money, and that's when you can shift the schedule so that won't be a concern. Like, they'll make the money they need to here. You can move the whole schedule around, put it during the time of all the rest of the basketball, and just get them away from football.
Ideally, what do you think? What do you think? Because we started talking about, what I was going to point out is that beneficial for the W when you consider there is a primetime NBA game on every night of the week here on some sort of streaming platform beginning this year, some sort of network or streaming platform, I should say.
I think it would work out. The only reason I say that is, for a long time, and I know they're different, but for a long time, forever, the women's college basketball and men's college basketball played at the same time, and they'd have ratings, they'd have sales, attendance, like everything would still go on. Because people just know, like, oh, Stanford's men basketball team is gone. That means the girls are home, so I'm going to go watch the girls or something. Sure. You know what I mean? And yeah. I think we'll adjust as a basketball fans and as a just a whole. Just
so would you, because like if you ran it in conjunction with the NBA season, you're still competing with football. So do you try to start it like later, like in January?
I would do it around the same time. I just can't have the biggest moment of my season
around the same time as the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So October, yeah, essentially.
I'm just trying to get these playoffs away from football.
And in this scenario, the playoffs would probably hit major. You're probably talking February.
Yeah, and you can adjust.
Maybe, well,
yeah. I would maybe.
Okay, so there's another problem. The women's college basketball season. You've got far more limited scouting departments. Yeah. Now I don't know. Maybe there's a case to do it. It feels like there's roadblocks might not be the right word, but there's pitfalls. No matter the scenario, we're facing the opening day of WNBA playoffs, running four games at the exact time that the NFL is heading into week two. Like, you're not even at the point where people might be a little like, oh, I can miss football today, or I could just follow my fantasy
team. We're 0-7, so no, it doesn't
like
matter.
It's like, no, we're still excited about everything.
Yeah.
And our fantasy team is still in it. Our prize picks are still popping. We had a great, like, no one's down on it yet. So yeah. It just makes for a tough open.
Yeah. I think I think that's the move, man, to get it. Just because we're already used to it as a society, a basketball society with college, right? Like, the NBA is going on, but we still watch men's college basketball and follow those rookies and all this other stuff. You would do the same with women's pro and college basketball. Mm-hmm. And I think, and maybe to your point, because I forgot they don't play 82, you can start the league a little later.
You give the rookies time to breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
Because right now they end in April, or March or April, depending on, you know, what school you go to and how far you go in the tournament. And then you start in May.
Right.
Like the turnaround is extremely quick.
Yeah, Caitlin and Angel and all them were like, man.
Rookies die in the middle of the year, like on the clock, because they've been playing basketball for so long.
Last year, I remember them talking, last offseason, they're like, yeah, I've just been playing basketball for like 14 straight months.
Right.
So it's good to just kind of rest a little bit. But, yeah, I would look to see if they could do that, man. And I think it'd be dope. Playoffs, get the playoffs going kind of at the same time or coinciding. Or maybe you could have, depending on when you start, you could have the WNBA playoffs in April as a precursor to the NBA playoffs.
And I think
that start in mid-April.
If memory serves me correctly, this feels like a lifetime ago at this point, which obviously it wasn't, but the NBA television partners are also now the WNBA television partners.
Yeah, that's what
So there will be games on Amazon, in Peacock, and so on and so forth. Like, they'll, you know, they have a stake in this deal that was just signed, you know, a few months ago also.
The one of the biggest obstacles would probably be the arena scheduling.
Right.
You know, like if the Valkyries and Warriors are both in the playoffs. And
Valkyrie's going to the SAP Center.
Yeah, and
that's how it works.
And Chris Brown's on tour.
Yeah. Well, Chris Brown's at Levi, so it doesn't matter. Chris Brown ain't going to be at an arena anymore.
Did you see what's next week, potentially?
What? Vegas? What?
No, on 102.5.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Check that out.
I didn't. Hold on.
We can't even say nothing, but check that out. I said, what?
Let's see. Our man Eddie Gonzalez with us here. Eddie, what's going on, baby? Oh,
yeah, right. I said, what?
What I missed, man?
Yeah, we'll text it to you. Yeah, yeah,
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
When y'all hear this is going to be monumental.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, this has not been announced yet. This will be massive. Eddie, we'll text you right now. We were talking about the pitfalls of the WNBA playoffs starting on Sunday and running in conjunction with NFL football games all day long.
It's tough for them, right, because they have to do the season in this way. I think they decided long ago they're not going to run at the same time as the NBA, the MNBA, as some people like to say. it's also an issue for them just running consecutively with college, you know. So you get this small window, and you just have no choice but to go against NFL Sundays. They started game one of the finals on Sunday last year, and, again, they get – the best viewership they've had in so long, but you got to wonder how many people running into that and going, I'm going to watch football. They're also not playing Monday. You know, there's only 8 series, so they're limited in that as well. I was kind of surprised they were off Monday, but scheduling with the W has been many a fan's complaint for a long time now. There's really no way to rectify it, though, unless they're going to play at the same time as college basketball, which they don't like to do, and the NBA, which they don't like to do. They're stuck doing this. They're going to play September, October, and they're going to go against the NFL, and there's kind of nothing they can do.
I think it's time to make the move. I think it's time to flip the schedule. I was telling Damien, we have adjusted for our whole lives of, you know, women's college basketball, men's college basketball, attendance and ratings are perfectly fine. We're used to them playing at the same time. I think we would do the same thing if you added the WNBA going on at the same time as the NBA. Maybe get the schedule straight where they start their playoffs late March early April. So it's right before the men's or the NBA's playoffs. But I think it's time. I think they have to get away from the NFL. Like, this is tough on Sunday.
There's something to it. I also think – I honestly think a bigger issue for them is getting off of the college basketball schedule, because you have your stars who – you look at last year, Caitlin Clark hit a wall, Andrew Reese hit a wall. Luckily, they got the Olympic break to kind of get back right and then finish strong. But it happened again this year with a lot of their rookies, whether it was Kiki Arifin or Paige Beckers. They all had this wall of like, yo, I've been playing basketball for 10 months.
Right.
It's time to stop. And you've seen some of them talk about that in their extra interviews as well. So I think that's almost as big an issue. If you feel like our audience isn't overlapping so much with the NFL to where we're that concerned, that's a bigger issue. And I'm with you. I think it's time. The problem is women's tournament is the premier women's basketball situation at the moment, especially the Final Four. So they're not moving.
Right.
You have to adjust to that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what do you do there? Because if your playoffs go against the Final Four, the Elite Eight, the Sweet 16, you're losing audience there as well. So I think it's something that they will discuss in the future. I think the arenas aren't as big an issue. I know I'm saying this as the Valkyries are going to play their first and only playoff game of this year,
right,
in a different arena down the street. And I know we're from the area and we know Chase to San Jose isn't so far, but you would love for that to be in the Chase Arena in San Francisco. Yeah, right?
It's not close.
No.
Like I had someone say to me yesterday, like, I'm not like, they want to go to the Valkyries. They're not going to go to the SAP Center to do it.
That's a strike.
I mean, we all know, like, we have our mindset of what the Bay is.
Right.
And then, like, and it's like, I guess you guys call Vacaville the Bay. And it's like, I guess San Jose counts, but that is a way out the ways. So it's like, yeah, it's tough. It's tough to see them do that. I mean, we had a situation where the Liberty had to play their Commissioner Cup championship in another arena because they couldn't get Barclays for that particular day. So there's some overlap that you have to deal with as well. But look, where there's a will, there's a way. And the W commands that audience now, especially in those cities where they are playing in arenas each and every night, like Brooklyn, like Indiana, like Chicago. You will find a place to do this if there's going to be 20,000 people that's going to show up and pay $80, $90, $300 to get in. So it's something to look at, and this is a league that's on the way to with maybe a lengthy lockout. So what better time than now?
Yeah, that, like, how do you feel? Like, I have this pegged as a disaster for the W if they lock out. Like, this couldn't be more ill timed. Like, they're like, everything with them is white hot right now. You even headed into these playoffs, you have this incredible story of the Las Vegas Aces, who haven't lost in over a month. You have Asia Wilson, who I think is staring at her fourth MVP and, you know, walking down Diana Taurasi for GOAT status at this point. And having the potential of this all leading to a lockout is brutal to think about.
I mean, I think if you look at the transcendent stars that you've put in the league, and we may lose time off their career as they're burgeoning megastars. If you're the players, you're saying, yo, it's the perfect time. We have leverage and we need to get what we want, and we're watching money come into this league. If you're ownership, if you're the commissioner, you're saying, you know, look, when we show you the books, it's not as sweet as you think. But this has been coming to a head for a while. To give them 9% of the basketball related income is embarrassing, and it has to be rectified. I think eventually it will. I think luckily for the women who play, you have options in the offseason. You have places to get money, whether it's unrivaled, whether it's overseas. But yes, it couldn't be worse timing. It couldn't be. And, you know, that's after a topsy-turvy season. But you have even, you know, the Stud Buds in Minnesota kind of crossing over into this mainstream. And the league is as popular and is visible as it's been since it started, right? Since the mid-90s, you can't lose time with this. You just can't. And the problem, I think, for the league as well is these stars are transcendent in the sense that their influences unto themselves. You know, Caitlin Clark can survive a year without the WNBA. Angel Reese, Paige Beckers, all these, you know, Asia Wilson, they're such stars now. They can survive a year without the W. The W can't survive a year without them. So hopefully it comes to a resolution, but nothing I've heard sounds like it's going to happen fast. I think the one thing, if you're holding on to a little bit of hope, is to say the W offseason is incredibly long. You know, October to April is crazy long, and that's plenty of time to get a deal done. But we know how business works, too. This isn't done by Thanksgiving. Christmas comes, and then it's January, and if it isn't done, if it's not, we starting all over then, and then it just gets worse and worse and worse. So I'm with you. It's as bad as it could be, but, you know, hopefully that means the players get what they need, and they come back stronger than ever.
Two things that is going for the players right now. Well, there's three things. Obviously, the popularity of the game and the popularity of these ladies right now is at an all-time high. We've never seen it in women's basketball the way we see it right now. So that's one. But number two, you got Unrivaled. And that's not going to help everybody, but Unrivaled gives them an alternative, or at the very least for some of them, allows them to stay afloat if they got to sit out for a whole year. And that's going for them. The third thing is, if the WNBA and the league, not the players, but the league, the front offices, how would they navigate these new owners in Toronto, these new owners in Golden State, new owners in Portland? I put a lot of money into this saying that we were going to be playing and I'm going to get some ROI in this situation. What you mean we not playing for 12 months?
Yeah, that's a great point.
And they might start feel the pressure from those owners in particular and say like, nah, you guys give them what they need. We need to like get people in these seats, get some revenue going here. And it seems like it might be good timing for the players to put their foot down in this situation.
Man, you got a nice crop of players that are on their way to the league as well. And you don't want to get in the way of that either. So there's a lot working against the league as far as a stoppage goes, but it sounds like we're headed there and they're not close. And that's unfortunate. But if you're Unrivaled, you're like, hey, we were ahead of the curve here. We're ready. We just added two new teams. We just expanded our rosters. Nafisa Collier, Alex Bazell, they got big plans for this, and it isn't supposed to just be a pit stop in the offseason. It's going to be fascinating to watch. And, like, I hope they get it together. I've really enjoyed this season. I've been, you know, more locked in with it than I have been in years. I got my WNBA shirt on right now. I don't have the highest hopes. I know I'm like a cynic in general, but I don't have the highest hopes that this is going to happen fast.
Hey, did you have something else on the WNBA?
Okay. No, go ahead.
Because it's always something with Eddie. It's always something. Hey, what's that plaque behind you, man? What's that plaque behind you, man? Come on, man. Tell the class. What's the plaque, man?
Tune into the Joe and Jada podcast, man. Good stuff over there, man.
For the radio audience, this guy's got like they give you that for a million views or something, or a million subscribers. Man, one of them YouTube plaques, man. Come on.
I think that's 100K, but we on the way. You know,
come on, man.
Sometimes I dream.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is me.
I'm trying to be a content creator like, yo.
Got to see, that's how I dream to be. Hey,
Is it time to laugh about the Niners yet, or we got to wait? We got to wait till the commercial.
I want to know. We on our way to 2-0. What you talking about?
Hey, I'll tell you like this, and then we can move on to like real conversations to this. What I seen a tight end and a defensive end do to the Washington Commanders yesterday, I'm like, I looked at the train prices to go next weekend to see the Raiders versus the Commanders. Because if we go up 3-0, my boy, if we go up 3-0, because we're beating the Chargers, we are like the Chargers are the Chargers. They're our children. If we go up 3-0 against my boys' team, and when we talk about going, it's just going to be Friday, 2:15, it's Raider hour at this point. Like,
need to make that move.
I'm all for it. Look, if they beat the Chargers, there's going to be a lot more Raider hours, because that's the game that's like, okay, this is they got something.
And I text K. I text Kevin yesterday, say, yo, Brock Bowers, if homeboy for the Packers is doing this, Brock Bowers got about 210 on y'all and three tutties. I'm ready.
And look, y'all and this is, chasing him around. Eddie, you would know this. It's a little Raider history here. Going back to the scene of the crime. To a certain degree, this is where it all ended. Obviously, we talk about Derek Carr's leg getting broke the year before.
Yeah.
But this was this. I'll never forget. Raiders were 2-0. Marshawn Lynch was dancing on the sideline. And they had a Sunday night in Washington.
Yeah.
And they got mad at Derek Carr in the locker room or whatever. And it was never the same after that.
And let me tell you, because they did a lot of PR after that to kind of diffuse that situation. The way I heard it, all the rumors you heard was true. All the
scene of the crime. Write that wrong. Y'all got a chance. Y'all have a chance to write that wrong right there in where are they? Not Landover. Where are they at?
No, that's right. Isn't it
Landover?
Isn't it? Because it's still RFK, right? They haven't moved.
Yeah. Yeah. The same one.
Yeah.
FedEx. What was it? FedEx? I don't know.
Or FedEx. Yeah.
We got a black quarterback for first time over a decade. So I'm rolling with the karma for the Raiders with that one right there. I'm with that.
Who was the last? Was Jamarcus the last one?
Nah, I think it was
Jason Campbell.
Jason Campbell.
Campbell, yeah.
Aaron Brooks. Was Aaron Brooks a Raider too?
Aaron Brooks was.
No, he's talking about. You're talking about the Raiders. I thought she was talking about. Washington.
Jason Campbell.
Terrell Pryor was probably the last Pryor. For the Raiders.
All that illegal activity at Ohio State.
We sent him to a whole other position. He was dogging it out so bad.
Terrell Pryor.
Went to the Pro Bowl at another position.
Terrell Pryor was the reason that they said Lamar Jackson sucked. Hey, just go play wide receiver, kid. Just go catch the ball.
Hey, what y'all know about Ronald Curry, though? Remember Ronald Curry?
Hey,
he came to the Raiders
on,
as a receiver, but he was the number one. Think about this in 2025, if this would ever happen. The number one football player and the number one basketball player in the country. Mm. As a prep star,
real dog.
That was crazy.
Real dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited for Raiders Chargers on
it's gonna
on
be
Monday.
Fun. That's gonna be fun.
Let me not talk too crazy because it would be the Raiders thing to lose this game.
Herbert looked good.
Nah,
too,
the Chargers
man.
Are good.
Herbert
the,
looked good.
The Chargers are better than I want them to be, but I'd love for the Raiders to put them down.
Herbert was throwing that ball around the field. You know who was too? Michael Penix Jr. He was throwing the ball over that field. He didn't get the win, but man, they might got a dude. They might have a dude in Atlanta. I just, you know, he wears a wave cap with no hair. I don't know. I'm not here to judge him, but
that's how we move sometimes.
He can throw that football though.
That's how we move sometimes.
Well, Kenny does too.
Yeah, that's how we move sometimes. Sometimes you just want the wave cap.
I'm not judging.
Kenny be doing IG videos with the do-rag on, like, oh, that's cool.
My son always be like, why are you wearing that wave cap? I said,
why don't you mind your business, kid?
Yeah, hey. Damn,
mind your business.
I start asking why you wearing what you wearing.
Oh man,
play this game, young fella.
Were you surprised that the things went so smoothly for the Raiders? Like Geno looked great. They look composed.
I wouldn't say smoothly because he threw a nasty pick, and I was just, oh, it's over.
Yeah,
but I thought this was a game they could win. My thing with the Raiders, I look at the coaching. They look like a prepared team. They look like a professional team of, like, adults. And I said it a few weeks ago. It's good enough to win 9 games this year. Maybe miss the playoffs, maybe make it. But I'm here for competence for the Raiders for 2025. I'm here for that. So I wasn't surprised. I think they have an actual challenge this week in dealing with the Chargers and dealing with Herbert. And we see what that defense does with a guy who can throw the ball the way he can. But no, I think this is going to be a decent team. I think, you know, we got a chance to sneak in if the season goes right. The most surprising thing to me for the week was the Chiefs. Like, they just, you know, I can't get worried about the Chiefs, but I was surprised watching them just look lethargic.
Eddie, I made a bold prediction. I don't think they make the playoffs this year.
Woo!
I don't think they make the playoffs. I think Denver and San Diego, or Denver and the Chargers, are better than the Chiefs, and who knows what the Raiders are. So I don't think they make it.
I just can't bet against that quarterback.
That's fair. I understand.
I just can't.
Gotta see it.
I've seen them do it enough firsthand. So
They might be staring Owen to it right in the face.
Before I don't know how much time we got.
No, we're fine. We're good.
Okay, well, let me just ask then. You got Bud winning this fight?
I do. I've talked to you about it before. If this was 3 years ago, 2 years ago, Canelo just too big and strong, still fast, still got it. I see enough slippage from Canelo to think Bud might be able to do this. I think it'll be a decision though. Like I don't think he knocks.
Yeah, him out. I don't think he can hurt Canelo. If he hurts Canelo and finishes him, he might be the GOAT.
Ever hurt Canelo. That chin is.
If he hurts Canelo, he might just be Sugar Ray Robinson. Like he might be right, that great. And right. I think Bud is incredible. Yeah. But like not to boggle down the conversation with boxing. I think it's gonna be a great fight. I think it's gonna be a fight that actually lives up to the hype because both them dudes want to fight. You know what I mean? My one concern is obviously the size, and I think this is the first fight in like 4 years that Canelo is actually taking serious in the sense of like he's a challenge. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not going out there just beat up on. He's a challenge, so I think we'll see a better Canelo. It's gonna be the size. If Bud can hit hard enough, he's could win this fight. But I'm picking Canelo.
Stick and move. I think
he looks good. If Bud his body looks good.
If Bud can stick and move, he's gonna, like you said, he's competitive. He's gonna engage with him at some point, and that could get dangerous. But if he can stick and move and box, I think he's got enough foot speed to stay out of Canelo's way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He doesn't look small. Like, they're almost the same height. He doesn't look small. Again, we'll see in the ring. But it's going to be a great night. It's just regular Netflix. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. That's fire.
Hey, you don't have to pay extra for it?
Nah, dude, yeah. Turn it on just like you would the Cowboys doc.
Okay.
Lock in, Damien.
I'll tap in. I'll tap in. Don't want to be left out of the conversation next week. Did you watch Adam Silver earlier this week?
I've seen bits and parts. So are we talking about Kawhi or are we talking about the highlight league? Because the
all of it, but like after that highlight league thing, like, so we caught the highlights. We played the clips of it on the show. We're like, man, this is rough. Like, this is really unlike Adam Silver. Like, he wasn't even prepared for that. Then I watched the whole thing, and I was like, this was Adam's worst moment as commissioner. Like, he looked terrible up there. I think the thing that, I mean, because it feels like he might be setting the table with the Kawhi Leonard stuff, and we could get to that, but I think the thing that really actually upset people was the highlight league.
Can I, like, I'm going to just be the bad guy. He's right. He's right. And people get mad at this type of stuff because you start telling on yourself. A lot of people watch basketball as a highlights first situation. Mm-hmm. You know, we're unks. We miss SportsCenter when they played highlights. You know why? Because highlights are fire. Like, I love highlights. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people consume the NBA like this. And those be the people arguing with you the loudest in your barbershop or on your timeline or whatever. So he's not wrong. Now, much like Angel Reese, sometimes you can be right, but just be loud. Like, you don't have to say everything. What got me about him was like, yeah, I'm not lowering the prices to watch the NBA. Y'all got to just lock in. Like, y'all gotta. And so I see a lot of people complain, but like 300 million Americans have Amazon Prime. Like, you can watch the NBA still, you know, they went where the audience was and they went with a more modern audience. So not to defend what he's saying, but he's kind of right. I just don't think he should have said all that out loud. Just carry on the facade a little bit, Adam.
That's the thing. He's 100% correct. He's 100% correct. And he has been one of the commissioners in that league, has been the commissioner of, like, you want to pirate the games? Like, go ahead. Let me tell you where to do it. You know what I mean? Like, he's right. And but you just don't say that. You leave that alone. You just say something like, hey, you know, hopefully, you know, we can work something out where this is something where it's whatever. But you don't say go watch the highlights. You just don't say that.
He has the data to back it, which is why he said that. But it's also, if you want to do a quick little fake fact check, you look at everybody's complaining about the ratings the last few years and they're dipping and they're doing this and they're doing that. Go look at the retweets. Go look at the views. Go look at the Instagram reel views, all of that stuff. Because I'll tell you like this, as somebody who's worked in multiple platforms, multiple social media teams, NBA is king on the internet. And nothing else compares. It is king. You post NBA all season long. You post NBA all year long. It crushes everything. He knows that. That's why they're fighting over social media rights all over the place, because they know they're worth money. But again, just because you're right don't mean you got to say it out loud.
You know,
much like Angel Reese, keep some of that stuff to yourself.
You know who I think lives by that, by what Eddie just said about engagement? The WWE. I think the WWE, like, how often do they tout YouTube views, engagement numbers on Twitter, like social media activity, like they're Logan Paul is the most, da, da, da. Like they find a way to, like, we're you know, the gone are the days of 6 million people watching or 6.5-7 million people watching and these, you know, extravagant, you know, Nielsen ratings numbers. It's like, no. This is how many people saw our content on YouTube. This is how many people saw our content on, you know, Instagram, Twitter, social media as a whole. Like, they absolutely live off of that now.
And please believe, everybody's trying to follow suit. There's a reason why Mr. Beast who's on your Chiefs Chargers broadcast. There's a reason, like, people are leaning into the creator ecosystem, the influencer stuff.
What,
like,
was the kid who was in the Rumble?
Speed. And again, the WWE is great at that, and the NBA is too. The NBA does influencer league at Summer League, and they bring these guys out and they have them play basketball. So it's like, there's an influencer economy that they're tapped into, and there's a reaction world that they're tapped into as well. And they have a ton of those guys who get who blow up off that. Speed blew up from playing 2K. And now he's one of the biggest, most influential streamers in the world right now. So it's like the NBA is right to say, yo, y'all are watching these kids react to our highlights more than you're watching these games. You're not watching the third quarter of Hornets Pelicans. I know you're not. But if Zion dunks, you're going to see it and talk about it. And so is your favorite streamer. So you're not missing nothing. Right. And again, he's right, unfortunately. Now, then they go to sell the TV rights. And the thing you always got to remember, and this is the cynic me, the NBA got y'all. If y'all listening on ESPN radio right now, NBA got y'all. Y'all are going to watch the games. Mm-hmm. I need the kids to pay attention too and buy shirts and stuff and make things trending. And that's what Adam's focused on. He knows Eddie Gonzalez is going to watch the damn game. Mm-hmm. He need Eddie Gonzalez is the fourth to watch and share it with his friends too.
Facts. By the way, you saw your boy Trips made it official today with Turkey Al-Sheikh.
Saudi Arabia was official today.
Turkey involved. Now, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised, but yeah.
We need way more time. Like I need to do way more research or something because I don't understand what they're doing. Not the WWE, the Saudis. Like, I don't understand. They just want to run sports. Like, I don't.
I guess.
And I'm fine with it because we watching Canelo and Bud Crawford fight, and we about to watch Rock and Roman Reigns probably with this, but
right. Yeah,
I don't get, like, they just want to be involved, like they just want
to
kick it
specifically. So Turkey,
I swear to God, if I hear The Rock's goddamn name involved in this WrestleMania,
you know it's going to be. You know, oh, that's a good call. You know it's going to be. It's gonna be.
I cannot wait for the stare down with Roman. It's like, yeah, we're gonna decide the real tribal chief. In 2027.
Turkey. The Rock is going to demand we announce the main event tomorrow.
Turkey.
Let's make history. First time ever.
In the ring after Canelo wins.
Announce the main event 3 years in advance. The Rock will be, this is 2027. What year is it right now? 2025. The Rock will be 55 years old.
Yeah. Get ready to learn Turkey's language. He treats sports maybe like a lot of people would, like, no rhyme or reason. I just want to see these things happen because he's got the money. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to Canelo Crawford. I just want to see these two fight. Here's the money to do it. No rhyme or reason for 55 year old Rock to be in the main event. Let me see it.
Yo, he bought DAZN and said, yo, no more pay-per-view on DAZN, just pay for DAZN and you get all the fights, it's fine. I'm like, so he's not making money. He doesn't care. He just wants to do dope stuff. Like, what a guy. Like, if this is just PR, I don't get it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I got to do more research or something because I'm grateful for it. I just don't. What's his angle? Like, what's he doing here?
The killer is the only bad thing is he'll just do stuff with no rhyme or reason. Like, he might say, hey, I want to see the Lakers play the Rockets. Is this part of the season? No, I just want to see them play. Like, what? Yeah, he could do it.
And they got to play here, too.
Yeah, exactly.
On my time, too. So he's going to watch it at 4 a.m. in L.A. But it'll be a game.
Yeah. LeBron James is going to start a basketball league in Saudi Arabia. They're going to pay him like $10 billion.
Right. And that's a low bar.
Yo. You got to remember, at the end of the day, it's all about the money, kids.
That's it.
I hate to break it to you, but it's all about the money.
Real quick, I saw a tweet from you earlier in the
Wayne.
Week. you kind of over this Kawhi stuff?
It's just like a boring story to me. Like,
really?
I love Pablo, right? That's my guy. It's just like, I feel like I only see other writers going, look at this story. Wow, Pablo, he's doing so great. And it's like, I don't see too many fans all beat up about this. It's like, for one, it's the Clippers. So, like, you kind of don't care. And for two, it's just like, they paid him some money. Like, I'm sure everybody's doing so. It's just a boring story to me. One of the things I keep hearing is like, all right, well, how do you prove it? What even happens if you prove it? And like, nobody thinks Kawhi is going to get suspended for a year or nothing. So it's like, Ballmer's going to lose some money. He's the richest guy we've ever known. Like, who, we don't care about that. That's my thing. It's like, it's a September NBA story. Once they're doing media day and Kawhi no answers all of this, hopefully we're back to basketball and we can move on.
Kawhi, yeah. No answer, and it's going to be hilarious.
And that's the great thing is like it's the NBA player who isn't going to talk under any circumstance.
He already wasn't going to talk, and now y'all got him in this controversy. He about to just like literally just deadpan, like stare at the person answering, and then next question.
Hits the biggest shot in the history of the NBA playoffs. The craziest finish to a game I've ever seen. Celebrates with his team, and then straight face doesn't care when he's doing the interview. Just has nothing to say.
Yo, he's at the U.S. Open with wired headphones on, and I got nothing against wired headphones. I partake.
That's diabolical.
But I'm like, dude, enjoy the night. Have a honey deuce.
That's going to be hilarious. Like, he's not even going to give him a no comment. He's just going to, like Eddie said, he's just going to look at him.
I don't think they're going to put him out there.
I think he technically has.
Well, so the thing is,
he doesn't have to. They're definitely not gonna.
Maybe they put him out there, but there's gonna have to be a, hey guys, you know, the investigation is still going on. Don't bother asking Kawhi anything because he has been instructed and flat out told by the NBA and by us, you can't talk about this. So you're wasting your time if you say a single word to him about this.
And we're in the world of like reporters trying to have their moment.
Yeah,
and just like be the tough. So somebody's gonna be the. I'm going to ask the tough question. And then Kawhi's just going to say, next. Like, he's going to look at the PR guy and move on. And it's, yeah, you got your viral moment, random LA reporter. Congrats. But
I don't know why.
You've also been banned from the Intuit Dome.
Yeah. Now you can't go to the Intuit.
And suddenly your Microsoft iPad doesn't work or Microsoft tablet doesn't work anymore. Steve Ballmer shut it down.
I don't know why that'd be so funny. I'ma ask him. I'ma do it. And Kawhi's just like,
I remember whatever. Kyrie called out the one dude. He was like, you're doing it. You're having your moment right now. Is this what you wanted? I was like, thank you, bro. Thank you, God. Kyrie just caught it and he was like, nah, you're not doing me like this, chick.
Eddie, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for making time for us, brother. We appreciate these Fridays. They're always fun.
Of course, fellas. Go Raiders.
You already know.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, sir.
We want them to win. We don't have to say go Raider. I mean, it is a 49er Friday. Why are we saying that on a 49er Friday?
Well, can we play Up Mouth? Is that song still available?
Like, we could do that. Nah, we could do that.
That's going to be my walking
music. I got you. Done deal. Say less.
It's not like week 8 when we're 3 or 4 and I'm like,
oh, okay.
Got it.
I got you. We got walkout music next week.
My dog.
All right, my man Eddie Gonzalez right there. We'll come back. We'll talk Raiders.
Yeah, man.
We'll talk Raiders. We'll talk 49ers. We'll talk week 2. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.